Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here as we wrap up our program tonight. We're talking with the head volleyball coach of the Roland Story Norseman, Motley Geis, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So as we take a look, I would definitely say your volleyball team has really, I think, hit its stride going down to the end of the season. Your team has really finished the last 3 weeks undefeated, at least in terms of the matches in that week. And the most recent week, obviously, you beat Greene County on Monday to clinch an outright conference title for the second year in a row. Follow that up with a fantastic performance at the Knoxville Invitational. You know, won five matches there, knock off a ranked opponent in Union Community in that final match. And as also in the process set a school record for wins in a season. And just, looking back at how the regular season unfolded, just what has stood out to you about, getting to where this team is now from where they were at the start of the regular season in late August?
Yeah, I mean, the process has been, perfect for us. We've, early in the season, we made our schedule a lot tougher. And, we had a few losses and we've learned from them. And then we'd play a little bit and then we had a loss or two and then learned from them. And, the only teams we've lost to have been within, top five teams in the state. So obviously we know that those are tough teams, but we know that we can compete with them. And so the last two weekends we've won our tournaments and we've faced, and playing PCM earlier in the week, a couple weeks ago, we've had our backs to the wall and we don't panic. And because a lot of the times from our losses, we've learned that, what we need to do, how we need to believe in ourselves and relax. And so it's pretty special to see them, being able to execute that. On Saturday, we had multiple games where it didn't look good at some points, and we just didn't panic, and we would win. I mean, it was just crazy. And, against Union, we lost the first set, came back and won the next two, and that was, that was who took us out last year in playoffs, so that felt pretty good. But, yeah, just so proud of the girls, and it's a whole team effort. Everybody's making a huge difference.
And looking at least at how things have played out as of late in terms of your athletes, a couple that have stood out to me is, number one, Caitlin Flatabow. I mean, we knew last year that she'd really stepped up and played well as an attacker, but it feels she has definitely taken her game to the next level, especially as of late. And your daughter, Miley, obviously the setter, but she has definitely not been afraid to swing a little bit more, to attack a little bit more from that setter position. And to those two specifically, what can you say about how they have stepped up and played here over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, Caitlin's confidence as a hitter has just skyrocketed this year. She was our libero sophomore year and then was an outside hitter last year. And then this year, you can just tell that she has the confidence, and we do too in her. And so Miley will set her, maybe she'll swing and get blocked or something. It's the end of the game and Caitlin wants the ball again and she'll get a kill and win the game for us. I mean, she just has that confidence that and grit that she can get it done. And, she's a great defender as well. And she complements Brooke perfectly. They're opposite of each other. And then Miley, sometimes everybody's got to be aware that she could attack. And, she does quite a bit and gets a lot of kills. But also on she's got the defense wondering if she's going to, send it over or if she's going to set it middle. So it gets our hitters, instead of having two blockers on each hitter, they have one or none sometimes because they're worried about Miley. So, that's a lot of times she does get a lot of kills, which makes it nice. And she just reads the situation so well. Like, we don't tell her when to do it. She knows when to do it, so.
And obviously, as we take a look, it is postseason time is now here. You guys have your bracket for your Class 3A regional. You open up tomorrow night with Hampton, Dumont, Cal. You get the winner after that, with a win, you get the winner of PCM and Williamsburg, a chance at a rematch with PCM of a five-set thriller from a couple weeks ago that you had mentioned. And, looking at this schedule ahead, obviously you want to take it one game at a time, especially in the postseason. But, first off with that game with Hampton, Dumont, Cal on tomorrow night. What does your team have to do to come away with a victory and make sure you move on and get that chance to keep playing deep in October and into early November?
Yeah, like you said, one game at a time. Like, we cannot overlook Hampton. We've played them before, but they also have seen us. So we just have to take care of our game and play free and play error-free as much as we can. And, yeah, just taking one game at a time and enjoying the ride.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tomorrow night against Hampton Dumont Cal.
Thank you.
That was Molly Geist, the head volleyball coach of the Rolling Story Norsemen, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. That'll wrap things up on this Monday evening. We have high school volleyball tonight, CGD and Alta Aurelia at 7 p.m. on KQWC.